I'm delighted to be joined by a member of the Chinese community as I apologise for using the phrase Chinese whispers. I appreciate that this is deeply offensive to the Chinese. I completely understand why they went totally mental. I'm delighted to be joined by a mental health campaigner to witness my apology for using the phrase they've gone mental. I can see some of you are surprised that I'm apologising, but no. Gone were the days when getting an apology out of me was like getting a fiver out of an Aberdonian, eh? I would like to apologise to the largest Aberdonian community, the Aberdonians. I do understand that Aberdonian feelings are important. I'm surprised, actually, that our diversity officer didn't make that clear to me. Honestly, sometimes around here it's like the blind leading the blind. I would like to apologise to Scotland's blind community. I hear your concerns, and I promise you they will not fall on deaf ears. I would like to apologise to the deaf community. I would like to say sorry. When I realised what I'd said, honestly, I had a fit. I apologise unreservedly to all of the epileptics in Scotland for my use of the word fit. I completely understand why you've got a bee in your bonnet. I would like to apologise to anyone connected with bees or the wider bee community. Bees, indeed, are a vital part of society. I tried my best to get a statement that wouldn't offend anyone. I really did. But do you know, when me and my advisors get together, honestly, it's like two bald men fighting over a comb. I would like to apologise to Scotland's bald community, of which I am a member. I would like to apologise and exonerate myself.